Okay. So tell me again how to get this lit.
All right. So.
I already compressed it.
Okay, you compressed it. So light another match.
This is really smooth.
This is good quality tobacco. All right, so where you're at, Joe, compress it down a little bit. Get it all into the bowl of the pipe. So slow draws.
James is struggling to light his pipe.
I can't get my pipe lit, man. I'm not a pipe smoker.
Well, not this kind of pipe.
The man pipe.
Man pipe.
I mean, it is lit.
You are lit, but you want to get that a little bit more than it is now. Perfect. You're good. All about trying to maintain balance. You're burning something inside of wood.
True. All right. So, Logan is here. Thank you for coming on.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it. And he also brought a gift of pipe tobacco and pipes that we're all enjoying.
Where'd you get that tobacco from again?
This is McConnell's Red Virginia from Watch City Cigar in Framingham.
I'm holding it like a cigar. I forget you gotta hold it here. Fucking, I'm like holding it here and I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah, the weight.
Yeah, the weight's off. I'm holding it at the end.
Yeah, that is.
But, yeah. We haven't talked much at the beginning of the episode yet. But yeah, so yeah, this is smooth.
It is. Again, I might, it is. This is my go-to for pipe tobacco. I've never gotten a bad tin of it. It's always consistent.
I feel like Colonel Hans Landa of the SS in Inglourious Basterds. I just need that huge whalebone pipe he had.
So that's meerschaum. It's a type of clay.
Oh.
And after a while of smoking it, it develops that nice kind of nutmeg color that you see around the outside edge of the pipe.
Oh.
They start, when you get them, they're pure white.
Oh, all right.
So you can tell how much
someone's
used
actually
the pipe.
Used the
exactly.
Pipe. Yeah.
That's sick.
Exactly.
Very cool, very cool.
Need one.
Yeah, dude, you know, those are expensive.
They're very expensive.
But I bet if you buy one, you don't need to buy another pipe for
the thing. People call them estate pipes. So pipes that go back to the early 1900s are still in use. People buy them and spend thousands of dollars on them for the design, the wood it's made out of,
that's
everything.
That's fucking sick.
I think I'm figuring it out. Getting there.
Mm-hmm.
It is smooth. It's very smooth. It tastes good.
This is what turned me on to pipes rather than cigars, is the variations in flavors. You have a ton more different flavor profiles and tobaccos with pipes. And plus, it's a cool accessory.
It is.
It's classy.
Mm-hmm.
So, the big thing that we brought you on here to talk about, gun rights in America, past and present.
Okay.
And the future of them. So, I'm going to read the Second Amendment, and then we're going to... Oh, by the way, so, Joey's here in Sacco's stead today, because Sacco couldn't make it. So, Joey's in his... the other host with me today. We got Joe producing as usual.
Sacco's down the Cape.
Yeah, down the Cape, tearing it up. And, so I'm going to start. We'll just read the Second Amendment, and we're going to go from there. I want to get each of you guys is what you view it to mean. So, the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights of the Constitution of the United States of America of Earth of the Milky Way Galaxy says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So, Logan, since you're the guest today, I want to know how do you interpret that? What does that mean to you?
So, the Second Amendment to me is a guarantee that I have the ability to possess on my person and in my home firearms, knives, arms. In the context of the year it was written, arms is everything. Swords, yeah. Knives, guns, up to and including cannons. And
hell yeah.
I shouldn't have to jump through bureaucratic red tape in order to get these things.
Okay. Alright. Joey?
Well, definitely, anytime the Second Amendment's brought up, I think of when they're talking about, like, the militia and stuff like that. That was a staple in the revolution of taking this country from the fucking Brits and making it our own. That we had regular, everyday citizens saying, you know what? We're sick of this shit. We're sick of the British. This is...
Exactly.
We live here. And we don't want to pay these bullshit taxes. We don't want to do all this bullshit for you guys to get rich. This is our land, and we're going to defend it properly. And I think to this day...
To this day...
It is as much, if not more, important to have armed citizens and... because of this world, I swear, it's getting crazier and crazier by the day. And to not... If we took away that right, like they did in the UK and plenty of other countries, it's... You're sitting there defenseless.
Just run that down.
I remember I was listening somewhere about the statistics of burglaries in the UK, and it's like five or six times more likely in the UK if you're home, somebody's going to break into your house. Whereas most of the burglaries in the United States is when you're not home, because people aren't going to take that chance. Yo, if we break into this house, this guy might come around the corner naked with a fucking pump.
Yeah. Ready That'd be go. Me. Dude, naked, covered in jelly with a
right.
fucking...
Right. You never want to fight a naked guy.
Dude.
Exactly. No.
Man.
And...
If you have to wake me up in the middle of the night when I'm naked, you're in for a bad day.
Exactly. And...
I will give that police statement naked.
Yeah, and they're like, Sarah, can you put on some clothes? You'll be
no.
like, you're on my property. So like,
no.
Just challenge them. Be like, why don't you take your clothes off? How about that?
Get on my level.
My land. Like,
this is the dress code on this property.
Yeah, be like, and if you're not going to take your clothes off, you need to get off my property. Like,
I want to see that dick.
But no,
just get super sexually aggressive with the cop. He's just trying to get a statement.
He's like, dude,
it's like 3 a.m. He's the rookie. He's just trying to do his job.
I just want to go home.
And you're like, take your fucking pants off.
The end of the
Let
shift.
Me see your duty belt.
Wear nothing but your duty belt. But
you
no,
you can
it's,
keep your gun.
It's and I'm a big fan of this isn't the Second Amendment, but. To protect this country from all threats, foreign and domestic. And let's be honest, there's a lot of fucking domestic terrorists mm-hmm. nowadays.
Do you know what the biggest threat to your liberty is?
The government.
It's the United States military.
Exactly. And we were in that.
Yeah.
We were part of that.
But do you also notice that whenever a major controversial law is passed, there's instantly a deployment to somewhere because they know that a lot of soldiers are pro Second Amendment, pro liberty.
Right. There,
Absolutely.
There's
and
a
that's
lot.
That stuff's not
Y'all
coincidence.
Got any more of them matches?
You got one left on there.
Oh, word. Gotta make it count.
Yeah. No, I think I'm with you, Logan. When it comes to the Second Amendment, I really do believe it refers to all arms. I think that if somebody wants to outfit their boat as a warship, they should be able to. I think that if Joey wants to mount a 50 caliber machine gun on the roof of his house, he should be able to, as long as he is a law abiding citizen.
Absolutely.
So a big thing too that I don't understand about the anti-gun crowd is a lot of the people who are in the anti-gun crowd are also statistically a lot of the same people who hate the government. Like they say that Trump is a fascist and things like that. And I'm like, so you want to disarm the public while there is a fascist regime?
You're calling someone right. Hitler, yet but you yeah, don't want to take arms disarm. Against that.
Right. Yeah.
Which is the original purpose of this amendment to a constitution.
Right. And it going along the lines of that, I also think that most of these people that are anti-gun and anti-Second Amendment have little to no gun knowledge.
Yeah, I think
that is
not
huge.
Even a working knowledge.
No, I think
they've never been to a range. They've never held a weapon.
I think that's a huge thing. Is it's not people who are pro-gun against people who are anti-gun. It's people who are pro-gun against people who don't know anything about guns. And I'm not saying that everyone's as like hardcore Second Amendment as I am, where it's like, yeah, you should be able to fucking own a nuclear warhead if you want, but like. But I would say that most people who have fired guns and have been exposed to firearms do not believe that you should not be able to own guns and Absolutely. Carry a gun.
I advocate to all of my friends that whether you are wherever you fall on the spectrum of from me and James with recreational warships to absolutely anti-gun, no one should own guns, the government should confiscate them, I advocate for everyone to go take a basic firearm safety class.
Exactly.
Go. Most ranges offer a class for about $50. You don't even need to be licensed yet.
Yeah.
Because there's an instructor, a certified and licensed instructor standing right there next to you who will show you guns. You will be able to fire a few different guns.
Yep.
And become familiar with it. You're able to ask them questions and they will answer them. It's their job. Yeah.
They literally get paid to teach.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is an awesome job.
Dude, it's a great job.
That's a good job.
But and I feel like if we took all of these most of these people that are crazy, like gun grabbers, we can call them, if we took them to a range and said, "Hey, give us one day. We'll take you to the range. We'll show you how to operate this weapon system. We'll show you how to diss an ass. We'll show you how..." I remember when I was in, like, diss an ass in my M4, which, if people don't know, is disassembling and then assembling, you know, for cleaning purposes. That was nice sometimes,
it,
you know.
Dude, super therapeutic.
Oh, super. Cleaning guns?
Cleaning
you
your
just
gun.
Get into it and you, you know, taking out the bolt group and just cleaning it, getting all the carbon
off.
Yeah,
except for when you go up to the armory and try to turn it
right,
in.
Yeah. When,
it's not clean enough.
When you just spend a week and a half out at a range, then you're trying to get through that shit. But if you're just like, I remember there was a few times on deployment where, you know, we'd come back from a long day of work and I would sit in the smoke pit and just disassemble my weapon, clean it, you know, have a few smokes, talk with the guys. Like, it's nice. And I feel like most of these people that have no gun knowledge don't realize that it's a tool.
Yeah.
It's like having a shovel hanging up in your garage.
Yeah, or a fire extinguisher.
Right.
Fire extinguisher.
That's the best analogy.
Absolutely.
Is a fire extinguisher.
And
hopefully I never have to use this fire extinguisher, but it's here in case my house goes off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Same thing with a gun.
And you hear about these stories all the time of some, like, four or five guys break into this one dude's house and he just fucking takes it to him. And goddamn right. What if he wasn't armed?
But let alone when it's a guy, when it's a woman.
Then you get the stories from other states, less gun-friendly states that have a majority of people who do not own guns. And that same story of a lawfully law-abiding gun owner defending his home against four possibly armed intruders turns into...
Now he's in a court case.
Well, no. Now it turns into, so he wasn't armed. Now it's four armed intruders went into a house and raped and killed his family.
Yeah, exactly. Because he didn't have access to firearms.
Right.
Because he lived in a may-issue state.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I didn't know my constitutional rights were may be valid
right.
in a court of law. I'm like, this isn't the one
even,
it was supposed
to be. Can even be brought into racism and back to Jim Crow laws.
What do you mean?
So, a lot of the firearms laws here in Massachusetts, we have to pay, it's usually $100 for a basic safety course, and then another $100 when you...
The application.
For your application. And you don't know if you're going to get confirmed or denied or restricted.
I was
going to
say, or restricted, yeah.
Or restricted.
Yep.
And your average low-income family, you have a father who he works his ass off, a mother, a single mother who works her ass off and is struggling to pay the bills but wants a firearm for either home defense or maybe she gets off late from work. And a lot of times that could be a minority
right.
family.
Right.
And they don't have the... expendable capital to be
spending
$200. $200.
Like they're trying to feed their
that you won't get back.
On top of buying a gun.
Yeah.
On top of purchasing the weapon system. Purchasing a firearm as is.
Yeah. Right.
So, and I firmly believe that those laws are racist.
I can see that.
Prohibit. And
or maybe even originally racist, but
originally.
now they're just classist.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're discriminatory
Absolutely.
Against poor people.
Yep.
It's like, oh, you're an American, but you're poor, so hey, you can't afford to exercise your rights. That is why I do not believe. I am of the mindset that every gun law is unconstitutional.
Absolutely.
I genuinely believe. I don't think you should have to get a gun license to get a gun. I do not think.
What is your thoughts on restoration of rights after a felon has been released from prison?
As long as he served his time and paid his debts to society, all his rights should absolutely be reenacted. Depends, though. Well, depend. Like, it depends on their crime. Like, if someone's a violent...
Joey broke into a liquor store, held the clerk at gunpoint, and was locked up for 15 years.
I shouldn't get my gun back.
He shouldn't have his gun rights back. Either that or there should be a moratorium on it. It should be like, yeah, in fucking 15 years, you'll get your gun rights back.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, I understand stuff like that because what the biggest thing with me is law-abiding citizens.
Absolutely.
Should
right.
not be limited.
Absolutely.
So, if someone is a criminal or has a criminal record and stuff, then I'm open to the discussion about, like, you know, having a restriction on them, stuff like that. But... I don't know, you said like felons, I went to voting, but that's another topic, but
different podcast.
But
well, in Florida, they passed the bill
to reinstate voting rights or
for felons,
non-violent
felons.
Yeah.
So
I'm good with,
right.
as long as they're out of prison and they're off probation.
Yeah.
100% yep. about it. You're an American. You
Everybody
suffered for
up.
You
yeah.
suffered for your crime. You did the punishment, and now it's like, yeah, now you're a regular American again.
Yep.
Like you
yep.
shouldn't be discriminated against because you fucking did something in the past. Like, no, hold on. So hold on. I felt the argument coming. Gun licenses.
I see. As much as I love the Second Amendment and. James gave me a face. I do agree with, at the least,
sorry, go ahead.
A due process of a background check and, you know, checking your criminal history, which in turn would just basically what they do to you to get a license, you know, and an interview. I agree that you should have to go in front of the chief of police or a police officer of your town and talk to them so they can kind of get a gauge on you.
What if that police officer hates you? What if he doesn't? What if he knows who you are and he doesn't like you.
I'll get into that.
You think
later.
That your constitutional rights should be in someone else's hands? Remember, the Bill of Rights are not rights granted to you by the government.
Right.
They're granted to you by your creator, whomever you believe him to be. And that they are the things that the government cannot fuck with. They're not granted to you by the government.
Right. I, like, the red flag laws, all that bullshit, I don't agree with. But I do agree with there has to be some type of process that you have to go through to get a gun. Because there are a lot of people out there that, yes, they might be law-abiding citizens. They might have never broken a law, but they're fucked in the head, and they're like, once I get my hands on a gun, I'm gonna go do some wild shit. Or they've never been in trouble, but they have this short temper where they're gonna bring their firearm into a place they're not supposed to, they're gonna get into an argument, and they're gonna start shooting the place up. That's just how I feel about it. I can understand where you're coming from.
Well, let me counter you with this. What if it's okay, you have to be background checked,
yep,
but you shouldn't need a license? You should not have to pay your town $100.
I agree with that. I can agree with that.
You'll probably like what I have.
Because it's basically, I just believe in the way New Hampshire does it.
Right.
Yes.
Because it's federal law that to buy a gun, you have to get a background check.
4473, yeah, that's fine. Federal paperwork.
Yeah, yep. That's federal law. Which, by the way, I'm sorry, I got to bring this up. This whole shit about, like universal background checks. We need universal background checks. That already exists. You have
gun show loophole.
Yeah, that's not a thing. To buy a gun, you have to have a background check. You just do, like, you have to.
Me as a private citizen, law. I should be able to sell you a gun. In Massachusetts, I am restricted to 4 private transfers a year that I can do through the Massachusetts online portal, which I think is a good resource to have because it does the background check for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I shouldn't be restricted to 4.
Yeah.
I'm selling Joey my antique arms collection.
Right.
And I'm selling you 20 firearms. 4 of those I can do face-to-face and in my living room.
Right.
The other 16, we have to go to a federal firearms license holder, a gun shop,
yep,
and pay them a $40 transfer fee
for them
per
to
gun.
Oh.
Or no, you get up to 5 on I forget the name of the form. For the transfer.
So $40 per 5 firearms.
$40 per 5 firearms.
That's bullshit. Because what if that's what you do on the side, is you go out and you find these antique weapons, you buy them, and then you flip them.
So there's a license for that.
I was gonna say, there's a license, a gun dealer.
Well, no, it's a curios and relics license. It is for historical weapons. Mm-hmm. It is a federal license. I'm looking into getting mine now. With a CNR license, if I have a antique rifle from World War II, and James has his CNR, I can mail him to his front door that rifle, because I am selling it more like a gun store.
Right.
It's not labeled to my name, it's labeled to my CNR license. So it never actually became my possession.
Right. It just went under your license.
It was more of inventory than anything. Right.
See, that's just... I don't agree with that. I think that's...
But the interesting thing about a CNR is a CNR, being a federal firearms license, does cover machine guns, destructive devices, and primitive suppressors from World War II era. Without the red tape and complications and waiting periods of a NFA tax stamp.
Right.
Which is another $200.
And I heard that the taxes on the
huge.
On automatic weapon, like a machine gun, is astronomical.
Yes, thousands. So to buy the machine gun,
No, it's still a $200 tax stamp. So
a machine gun?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an NFA 1968 Act register.
Sure.
Yes. Yes, getting your...
Joe, look that up.
No, look up a Class
he's my
seven
producer. Don't tell him what to do.
Class seven SOT is about $11,000, and that enables me as a private citizen to buy and sell machine guns.
That's what it is. That's
so
the fucking
class seven
$11,000.
So if I want to buy a 240 Bravo,
you're going to need about $20,000.
Well, the machine gun itself is probably what, like $10,000.
Yep. And the rest of it is going to be about $11,000.
Which is insane.
About the cheapest machine gun.
You're doubling what the weapon system is worth.
About the cheapest.
Just to get it.
I hate the fucking government.
About the cheapest machine gun on the market right now, which there are a limited number due to the Hughes Amendment of 1986. That's bullshit, as is. The cheapest machine gun on the market right now is about a Riesling M50 from about 1951, and those go about as low as $5,000.
All right, so it's between $30 to $200
for the
class seven.
Yeah,
SOT.
That's the okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was still going or not.
A Type 1 dealer's license is $150 for the first 3 years and $90 thereafter.
You also have to take into consideration the time that's involved in these licenses, because you're background checked by about 6 different federal, state, and local agencies, and it could take upwards of a year. It's not uncommon.
That's just so ridiculous.
See, my thing is this. I'm bringing it back to what we were talking about previously, mm-hmm. about how I think that if you are, I like the way. There's a plane above us.
They know we're here.
Oh God, yeah, the government. The government's listening.
They always are.
Hello, Mr. FBI NSA agent.
Fuck the FBI.
Yo, I swear, I keep my FBI agent fucking busy. This man's got
pretty sure whatever.
3-inch binders worth on my ass,
if he's
bro.
Getting paid in my
he better
fucking
like
tax
my
dollars, he better fucking work. Jesus. But
I do hope he appreciates my memes.
Exactly.
I like the way that New Hampshire does it. It is constitutional carry. But I mean, they can't do anything because it's federal law, but the stuff like how I think you should be able to own fucking machine guns. I think you should be able to own fighter jets. You should be able to own bombs if you want to. I think you should absolutely be able to own bombs.
A company in Nevada actually made serialized destructive devices that were pipe bombs. As long as they have a serial number on them mm-hmm. and are registered with the NFA, and they are a...
Yeah, but I don't believe they should be registered with the NFA.
Oh, absolutely not. Right. I should be able to make a pipe bomb and destroy the rock, tree, or barn in my backyard.
Right? That'd be it's a useful tool for whatever you have to do gardening-wise.
Well, so...
pipe bombs for everybody.
Yeah.
So I got
fuck this big rock. Let's put a pipe bomb in this motherfucker.
Back in 2014, I got my... commercial pesticide wholesaler's license
yep.
to work for my aunt and sell.
This dude can do more damage with a pesticide license than I can.
So I had to be checked by the ATF.
Which shouldn't exist.
Yep.
The ATF is
should be a convenience store.
Yeah. Fucking bullshit. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
Yeah.
Three things the government should have nothing to do with.
Right.
Fuck you. If I want to smoke cigarettes and fucking drink,
drink beer
and
shoot
a machine gun.
I'm going to do all three without you giving a fuck.
Yeah. So I had to be background checked by the ATF, which was laughable at best.
You got a bottle opener?
I do not, sir.
I do on my keys.
Yeah.
But my keys are inside.
Fucking Logan pulls out a huge knife.
Hey, what works, works. There was a time when I could realistically order a tractor-trailer truck full of liquid ammonium nitrate.
Hell yeah.
I should be able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yes. Oh my God. Logan,
right?
Let's get some fucking liquid.
I've let the license
Whatever you just said, I want some.
Well, Timothy McVeigh.
McVeigh, that's what it was. Who did it, all that shit.
Yeah, and that was with... about, I believe, 800 pounds of ammonium nitrate, couple 5 gallons
now,
of gas.
People who don't know about this, remind them what this is.
So, Timothy McVeigh is the Oklahoma City bomber. He I don't know the exact specifics, but he filled a U-Haul truck with bags of ammonium nitrate granular fertilizer, gasoline cans, and propane tanks, and drove to a parking garage outside of a Oklahoma City state building, or municipality building.
Yeah, a government building.
Set the truck on a timer and detonated it. This was a 8-story building. This was not a small building, and it destroyed about a little over a third of it with about 800 pounds of ammonium nitrate.
And did he use any guns?
No, not a gun in sight. Rented van and commonly available things that you could pick up at any Home Depot.
It's also similar to the Boston Marathon bombers.
Absolutely.
They didn't use guns. They used pressure cookers to blow up people in a marathon.
The only time they got a gun was after they killed Matt Collier.
Yeah. Sean.
Or Sean. Sorry.
But they committed the terrorist attack without using firearms. They literally used things you buy at normal stores.
Walmart.
Yeah. It's this demonization of guns is fucked up, because one of the big things too is that it's now been decided by the Supreme Court that the police... Joey just spilled beer all over Joe's computer.
Nah, right? It's like right here.
But
2 seconds.
It was decided by the Supreme Court that the police departments have no... they are not responsible for protecting your life.
Well, that came after Parkland, didn't it?
No, this came in the 90s.
Was that the 90s?
I think, I'm pretty sure. Joe, look up what case that was where the Supreme Court dictated that police departments are not responsible for your safety or for protecting your life.
So what are they supposed to be responsible for?
I don't understand.
Enforcing bullshit laws. Got it.
They basically
enforcing laws, running revenue,
making quotas on traffic stops,
traffic control. That's what the police is effectively for. Like day in and day out, what do police departments do?
Justice rules: police do not have the constitutional duty to protect someone. That was on June 27th. Supreme Court ruled on Monday that the police did not have the constitutional duty to protect a person from harm. Even a woman who had obtained a court-issued protective order against a violent husband making an arrest mandatory for a violation.
So, and that right there should bolster the side of we should be armed. Because if the police aren't going to do anything about it, I want to be in charge of my own fucking safety.
Well, even if the police... Yes.
As a human being, I want to be in charge of my safety.
Regardless.
Well, it comes back to the fucking natural law regarding self-defense. Like, if you're threatened, you should be able to defend yourself with deadly force.
Right.
Like...
Yeah.
You're gonna, like...
Like, the stand your ground law and stuff like that.
I 100% am about stand your ground laws and... Castle Doctrine.
Yes.
Dude, like, you should
Castle
be able...
Doctrine should be federal law.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think there should be federal laws, but we're going down a whole rabbit hole there.
Right.
But, like...
Everybody should agree with that.
Yeah. So I guess, it should be federal law. Yeah. But,
the government can be small.
Yeah.
Very small.
Let the government...
Ron Swanson should be in charge.
Ron Swanson should be in charge.
He should be the president.
Why does government matter?
Even though the actor that plays Ron Swanson is a super liberal. Like, still love the guy, but Jesus.
Nick Offerman.
Yeah, Nick Offerman. The complete opposite of his character on Parks and Rec.
But, it's fucking... One of the big things, too, is we were talking before about when the Second Amendment was created. You hear this argument all the time. Yeah, but, like... Machine guns didn't exist. Like, the Founding Fathers never could have foreseen the type of weapons that would have been created.
Pocket repeating gun. 1786.
Yep, I was about to say.
Square bullets for Muslims.
Yep. That what?
Yeah, no, Puckle designed the Puckle repeating gun to defend in the British Empire against Turkey. It was deemed uncivilized to shoot Muslims with round bullets, or it was something along those lines, so he devised a square barrel that fired square bullets.
What the fuck?
That's imagine restricting a shape.
Yeah, like... Guys, you can't shoot them with traditional
bullets.
But
that was 17...
Triangle bullets.
That was 1786.
Yeah, and what I was going to say is that there were already rapid-fire semi-automatic weapons in existence when the Second Amendment was created.
Absolutely.
And the Founding Fathers loved them. Mm-hmm. They were fans of these guns. Yeah. They thought they were incredible. Like, fucking, there's something... There's some, I don't remember. Jesus.
I'm being loud.
There's something about somewhere the during like right leading up to the War of 1812 when the British were seizing American merchant vessels, the federal government and all the state governments basically put out information or encouraged private citizens to arm their ships,
privateers,
to fight.
Right,
they were like, you need to protect yourselves, like. There's fucking... The British are fucking with us.
Between the British and the Barbary pirates,
yep.
We were on full-scale defensive.
Yep.
And that's exactly... Dude, still today, you know? This crazy shit that's going on in the world. It's, at any point in time, something could pop off. You know? And it's just a matter of time.
Absolutely.
And if we're like Australia and shit like that, where they fucking literally took all of the guns and burned them and smelted them down, that we're going to just be sitting here sitting ducks. Like, and then what? And then next, we're going to be like Britain, where you need a background check to buy a knife. You can't buy knives. In Britain.
What was the quote from the Japanese admiral on why the U.S. mainland would never be invaded?
Something about there'd be a rifle behind every blade of grass. Yeah.
Every blade of grass.
Absolutely.
It's like we have an armed citizenry. Like, do you know one of the main reasons why Germany and every country ever in Europe has not screwed with Switzerland? It's because Switzerland, they have mandatory military service. So every single one of their citizens, male and female, at least in recent history, females as well, are all veterans.
Yep.
Everyone in their country knows how to fight. They all know
and
how to
keep their gun.
And they, yeah. keep their gun after their service, right?
As with Israel. They have to keep their firearms because they are responsible for the protection of the state.
The country.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
That's how it should be here. I'm telling you, if the United States ever completely like implodes and collapses and shit's hit, go. I mean, first off, I'm gonna Starship Troopers. What?
Oh, the Starship Troopers.
What? What about Starship Troopers? Come on, you apes! You want to live forever? Like, what about
service guarantees citizenship?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Fucking A. Would you like to know more?
Yes.
I'm doing my part.
I fucking love that movie.
The little kids just stomping the cockroaches, the teachers in the background. Like, watching them killing the bugs. I'm like, yeah.
If you guys haven't seen Starship Troopers, after this podcast, watch Starship Troopers.
Johnny Rico is a hero.
It was voted the best worst movie ever.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which Neil Patrick Harris is the man. Yeah.
Fucking Johnny Rico. That dude was a badass.
What was it? Fastest field promotion ever?
Yeah, he went from being a private to a sergeant to a lieutenant in like one mission.
Yeah.
Like literally
in one deployment.
Yeah, one deployment.
Well, that's how it used to happen back in like World War II.
You know your shit. You're now promoted.
Yeah, fucking World War II. Some private's
field commissions
like
and
intelligent
shit.
Knows what he's doing. People are like, let's promote that guy. Like, yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Let's make him a lieutenant.
We're
gonna
follow him.
Here's a squad. Yeah. Go.
Like, he has the respect of the troops and he's not an idiot. He should probably run things. Yep. Like, nowadays you have fucking morons.
Which they should bring back field promotions, even though we're not in a war. But anyways.
Well, we're going to go down that road. We can go. We can dive down the military path. But no, we'll get off that for now. But, Joey, we were talking right before we came on the podcast about something that recently happened involving these fucking unbelievably unconstitutional red flag laws.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to go into that?
Yeah, I
want to
hear.
Okay, so basically, this came up on my news feed this morning, and then I ended up, diving deep into it, finding multiple sources, because unlike most people out there, I actually like to investigate the topics that I, post about and and things of that nature.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways, this Marine veteran lives in Oregon. And I don't know if you guys know, but...
Oregon is psychotic.
Crazy shit is happening in Oregon. Specifically Portland. Antifa is just basically running the show. And the mayor of Portland really refuses to do much of anything about it. He actually even goes into the point of kind of promoting them. But that's besides the point. So, the headline of this is, former Marine said he would slaughter Antifa. The FBI, using Oregon's new red flag laws, took his guns away. Now, when you read that headline, you think, well, why is he saying that he would slaughter Antifa? Well, if you actually dive into it and read what his statement was, he was talking about the I'm going to call them riots. They're not even protests anymore. They're
they're riots. They're full out.
So he was standing outside of the mayor's office with full kit. He had a knife on one shoulder, and he actually had posted his concealed carry permit on his chest.
What a fucking boss.
Right. Genius, right?
I just want to go stand outside the state house.
So
Jolly Baker, come out here and talk to us.
Well, the issue is Boston Common is a gun-free zone.
What?
Boston Common is a gun-free zone.
Yep.
It's a hold on.
Let me continue. We'll get into that.
We got to get into that.
We'll go into it
when he's done.
His quote was, "If Antifa gets to the point where they start killing us, I'm going to kill them next." He said, "I would slaughter them, and I have a detailed plan on how I would wipe out Antifa." Now, listen. He's not saying that he's going to go out of his way to hunt these guys down and find them and do all these things. He's saying if they start killing his people, his family, his loved ones, his tribe, let's say, which, you know...
Or just is, how about this? His fellow citizens.
Right, his fellow citizens.
Law-abiding
Americans.
He
said
aren't
he would
doing anything.
He would step up, and he would do his part in retaliating, which it wouldn't even it would. I mean, I guess it's retaliation, but it's defending.
Yeah, it's not even retaliation. Yeah, it's defense.
So he said that, and this is from the article. That threat pushed the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force to take a series of extraordinary steps against. This man's name is, his last name is Cofield, including temporary seizure of a cache of his firearms under Oregon's new red flag law. Now,
so hold on.
That is fucking
so
ridiculous.
This man did not commit any crimes, and the Joint Terrorism Task Force.
Right, like they have nothing better to do.
Without trial, took his weapons.
Yes. Meanwhile, Antifa can be out here.
There's a Fourth Amendment violation.
I was about to say, so let's see. So that's a breach of the Second Amendment.
Yep.
A breach of the Fourth Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And Fifth.
And
I believe.
Fifth actually, is, yeah, the right to
secure
not self-incrimination is the Fifth. So, yeah, you can't fucking
He put his concealed carry permit right up on his chest.
Yeah, and he said, I will defend. He basically said, I will defend. If you guys start attacking.
Yeah, my property and my community if these people
meanwhile, Antifa in Oregon and in other places around this country are just left to destroy the cities as they will. They just run through. They beat up whoever they want. They throw milkshakes and projectiles at people. They pepper spray anybody that comes in near them with a different idea than them. And the police forces of Oregon and other cities are told contain. Don't make any arrests. Don't go out of your way to save somebody that's being 10 on 1 dogpiled and beaten to death.
Yeah, all you got
to
do is look at what was it? Andy Nguo? No.
Yeah, Andy Nguo. Yeah.
That guy. Dude, he got fucked.
And there was a cop 10 feet away from him just
watching. They just let him get his ass kicked.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he got
fucked. But they'll go out of their way. Because this guy was wearing full kit and a Make America Great Again hat that, oh, he's a Trump supporter. He's probably alt-right. We're going to take his guns because he said he would defend people. Like, what in the fuck is going on?
Yo, You imagine what Thomas Jefferson would do?
He's rolling in his grave right now.
Yo, Jefferson is my favorite founding father. Like,
Jefferson's a badass.
He is. I think when you look at the founding fathers for who is, like, who is the epitome of what Americanism is, I think Thomas Jefferson is that. Yeah, no, that's fucked up.
See, also, the episode shows that the federal law enforcement may be beginning to take a more aggressive tact towards potential political threats. So, basically, this is just the beginning. They're going to get stricter and stricter and stricter until literally it will come down to if you post something on Facebook, they're just going to come and take your guns.
Oh, like Germany and, I mean, not the guns, but just in terms of posting stuff. Germany, England, most of
right,
Europe.
England. That's England, you can literally be thrown in prison for
hate speech.
The same person.
The reporters that are talking about the Muslim migrants, that how they're setting up areas of the city where if you're white or if you're somebody that's non-Muslim and you go there, you'll be killed. And they tell you, oh, just don't go there. If you're a woman and you walk down that street, you'll be gang raped.
Without full hijab.
Right. You will literally be gang raped, and then the police will do nothing about it.
No.
So, I mean, what is it going to be, like 10 years until it's basically like that here?
Look at Michigan.
That shit ain't going
to
happen here.
Look at Dearborn, Michigan.
That's all I'm saying is if they start trying to come to people's residences and taking their weapons, people are going to get shot. Because I'm not saying this as a threat at all. I'm saying that there are law-abiding citizens out there that will defend the Second Amendment till their death.
And all the other fucking amendments. The Constitution and the liberty, till their death. Like what it means to be an American.
Yeah, they will defend their liberty till their death. And if these people want to start basically having a totalitarianism complex about it where the government is just running everything and restricting rights and liberties of their citizens, there's going to be a revolution. And I'm all about it.
You're going to be in the Boogaloo? Cowabunga?
Yeah, Cowabunga. Right. Let's fucking go. Dude, I'm just saying if it keeps trending like this in the next 10 years, even 5 years, we're just going to need to hit the reset button.
I mean, Thomas Jefferson said that the Tree of Liberty has to be watered periodically with the blood of tyrants and patriots.
Exactly.
Like, if you want to be free, you have to be willing to sacrifice.
Like, you have to be.
And another Thomas Jefferson quote, because I just love this man, is, what was it? I'd rather live in dangerous liberty than peaceful slavery.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Like, absolutely.
Any day of the week.
And what scares the shit out of me is how many people, and I know we live in Massachusetts, so we're surrounded by, like, very, very, like, leftist and anti-liberty, anti-gun.
Right, they just want the government stuff to do everything for them.
Yeah. So, and I know the majority of the United States is not like Massachusetts. The majority of the United States is kind of gives a fuck about the Constitution and stuff like that. But what the hell was I going to say? I just short-circuited my brain. I just forgot what I was saying.
The plane! Oh, that's a red one.
Yeah.
Oh, a red plane.
Very red.
What was I saying?
How the rest of the country actually cares about freedom, liberty, and the Constitution.
And like Texas.
Yeah.
You are now allowed to carry swords in Texas.
Open carry swords. I love
it.
Which
is awesome.
Absolutely. If I encounter Joey, the rapscallion that is Joey, on a public way.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
Stand and deliver.
Yes.
Joey, you're not going to be able to be part of the Boogaloo if you don't go get your goddamn gun license.
That's true.
Talking a lot of smack for someone who's going to get fucking...
We ain't arming ya.
Yeah, that's gonna get.
That's fine. I got a bunch of swords in my house.
Good luck with that. When you get pistol whipped and ass raped, fucking.
If somebody gets close enough to pistol whip me while I'm wielding a sword, right, I deserve to die.
Okay, fine. Kneecapped and then ass raped. Fucking then.
Ugh, they're gonna be like, Joey, call me daddy, and you're gonna, and they're gonna have the a fucking 240 to the back of your head.
And no, and
you're
in every, and I'm in every, like,
kill me
in every apocalypse.
You know how much I want to die.
Not gonna, they're just gonna torture you.
No, in every apocalypse movie, there's always that guy in like the full leather, including face suit, on a fucking chain that the
the gimp. The
yeah,
gimp. Joey's gimp. Gonna be the gimp. Bring out the gimp.
Yeah,
Joey the gimp.
Fuck.
God. I'd embrace the role.
Yeah, you'd be the best.
Oh, I'm going ever. Full Mad Max.
Jesus.
Oh, that'd be great.
But yeah, so when are you getting on that?
I have the paperwork filled out.
Good.
Really?
I just don't have a checkbook. So, and
did you go to the
and,
bank? What I told
you. You
get
yeah,
a bank
I
check.
Try that. Bank check.
Yeah, they'll just one check, one time thing. Bam.
Just go there and be like, $100 bank check.
Yeah, this is the Boston Common.
Oh, yeah, the Boston Commons gun free zone. What the fuck is this?
All right, so we are in section 2, subparagraph M of Boston.
We'll be back.
Boston Parks and Rec.
Hold on. We'll be right back, guys. Sorry about that, guys. We are back. Logan, so you were about to tell me about the Boston Common being a gun free zone.
So I am in Boston Parks and Rec's website, section 2. Subparagraph M. No person shall have in any such park, place, or park or place except a boundary road or parkway on which they are dwellings, any firearm or destructive weapon. This is where Patriots' blood was shed, and I am not allowed to carry my concealed carry firearm, lawfully, legally concealed, because I am breaking the law.
Last year, during the middle of the day, didn't some homeless guy stab some dude and his girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
We were taking a walk in the park. The same day that me and Katie were walking around.
Assaults by people in the park has gone up exponentially, especially with all these college kids being found on the banks of the Charles.
Yeah.
If I'm in Boston, I want my gun on me.
They don't want to ever say it. There's a serial killer
there
in Boston.
There absolutely is a serial killer.
100%. Anyway, let's continue.
So, birthplace of the revolution, and I'm not allowed to have my firearm. Technically, because the commons at Lexington and Concord, where the first battle of the revolution happened, is under jurisdiction of DCR. You are not allowed to have a gun on that common. Technically, you are breaking their rules for having a gun where the first shots of the revolution...
That's fucking absurd. That is insane.
Some of the first shots of the revolution happened.
That is literally... That is fucking insane. What the fuck is going on in this goddamn state? Like, Jesus Christ, dude.
We are the birthplace of liberty and rebellion against tyrannical people and oppressive governments.
And now we reside under...
And now we're opening safe spaces to inject heroin, because that's
and not letting you carry your guns in public places where the threat would be.
Mm-hmm.
When you're exposed to, you know, other people who might hurt you.
Yeah, in Boston.
Yeah, which is probably the most dangerous part of Massachusetts, just because of the amount of people.
I could argue a few other well, it's the most population dense, so...
The more people
you buy more scratch tickets, yeah. Chances are you're going to hit a winner.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, we could dive into the fact that places like Chicago and Baltimore have the strictest gun laws, yet they have...
And New Hampshire has no gun laws, and it's the safest place in the world.
Right. And that places like Chicago and Baltimore have the strictest gun laws, but they have the most gun violence in the United States.
Absolutely.
Because the fact of the matter is...
And do you know why the people who are anti-gun don't care about that?
Because
it's primarily black people who are affected by it in Chicago and these cities.
Because
they're fucking racist and they don't care about black people.
But then they blame their local government or their city government, but
they won't vote for anyone else.
No, well, the majority of them are black.
Minorities.
Black themselves.
Yeah.
So they're still trying to blame white people for their oppression through systematic ways.
I'm going to look something up, but...
Joey's searching. But yeah, and the thing is, these people complain about this stuff all the time, but they won't they won't vote for, like, someone else. They won't go outside their party. And listen, I'm not saying vote for the Republican Party. If anything, I'm saying vote for the Libertarian Party because they actually believe in, you know, this thing called liberty. Like, being an American and doing what you want to do as long as you're not hurting other fucking people the way it's supposed to be. But you get these fucking people who they complain and they complain and they complain, and then they'll vote for the same fucking
person.
They
don't change anything.
Yeah, they vote for the same people.
Definition of insanity.
Yeah.
Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. That is what we are seeing in these majority black populated areas, is the definition of insanity.
Are you saying that black people are insane?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. I do not. The Second Amendment and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, they do not care what your color, creed, ethnicity, religion,
gender,
anything.
If you're an American.
If you are an American citizen, you, the government is not able to deny you these rights.
Fucking. You guys want to do the beer review section?
Oh yeah,
sure.
We can do that.
You haven't done that yet.
I'm looking up the percentage in the United States of black on black crime.
Okay.
Because I know it's significantly higher than any other statistic of crime. But you know,
we'll dive into
that. But that's racist, right?
We'll dive into that in a sec. So we got a couple beers here today. One, which is from the world's oldest brewery, which I think is awesome, is the Weihenstephaner Hefe Weissbier. And it's a German beer imported from Germany. This brewery has been around since 1040 AD, which is fucking incredible.
That's old as shit.
Yay, crusades were going on during the times.
This volt.
But I think it's really good. I think the Weihenstephaner is really good.
I don't think I've tried it yet.
Let me give it a shot.
It's definitely a very good traditional German wheat beer. It's crisp, smooth, easy drinking. I'd definitely go out and buy this.
That is good.
It's good beer.
I'm over here.
The Canadian Bud Light.
Oding to the brothers up north. I got the Labatt Blue. It's Canadian pills there. Me and James were talking about it before. It's, it would be compared to maybe the Canadian Bud Light, but with actual flavor and a good, nice, light beer taste to it. I am a fan of pilsners. I do like how they taste. They, you know, they have that nice crisp flavor to it.
Should I do a review?
And real quick after him. Yeah, it's just I like it. I like the Canadian beers.
Yeah. So pipe tobacco I had brought today, as I had said before, is a Robert McConnell, the original Red Virginia. Sold at most cigar stores, smoke shops.
You bitch.
Very affordable tin.
Motherfucker.
Get it out.
Well, why'd you use the end of my pipe?
I don't know.
Oh, you didn't. You used Joe's pipe.
Use a pipe.
I don't care.
Dude, I didn't realize until literally this, sitting here smoking a pipe with you, that pipe cleaners, which I always use for arts and craft,
are actually the reason, for pipes.
We're
the
an
reason,
actual thing.
Yeah, the reason they're called pipe cleaners is to clean pipes. Like,
can I see that later?
I'm 25 years old.
And you're just
and
now
I just realized
it?
That.
Dude,
you know why you didn't realize it? Is because they come in all those like cool different colors and stuff like that.
And they get used for arts and crafts.
Yeah. So now you're giving kids smoking paraphernalia to build a stick figure out of pipe cleaners.
So they know what they're doing when they're older.
You got
and they're smoking pipes.
You got to.
When they're 25, they realize what their actual use is for.
So McConnell's Red Virginia has a very mellow, easy smoking profile. It's what it is. It's Red Virginia tobacco mixed with a hint of Perique for a little bit of spice on the back end. It's been my go-to. I switched to pipes from cigars back in
roughly 2013, 2014.
Many moons ago.
Many moons. Many moons. There, you can get a lot more different flavor profiles from pipe tobacco, whether it's an evening on the town or summer sitting out by the barbecue. You can pair your pipe tobacco to your beers. This Red Virginia actually pairs really well with James Hefeweiss beer, the German stuff.
Yeah, the Weihestefeiner.
That.
Dude, hold on. I'm going to interject real quick. When you guys read anything in German, don't you want to just do it like you're a Nazi SS officer?
It's a language meant to be shouted angrily.
Yeah, like I want to be like, Und Joey, der Einsatzgruppen, Steven Staven, Duben, Steven Staven. You know what I mean? Like,
you should actually learn German so you can yell at people in German.
I would just scream at people in German in bus stations like a crazy person.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd like wear really raggedy clothes. Or like, dude, that absolutely should be hilarious.
Absolutely.
So I found those stats, by the way, if we wanted to get back into that.
I was just going to ask Logan, what other type of types of pipe tobacco do you have you smoked? Like, are there different, there are different flavors.
You have two main distinct categories of pipe tobacco. You have aromatic and English. Your English is going to be more of what this Red Virginia falls into, where it's not a flavor. There's no flavoring of brandy or vanilla. You get those natural flavors. It's cured tobacco from one source. It's generally going to be more expensive, but all in all, smoking pipes is actually relatively cheap compared to cigars, where for a nice cigar you may pay upwards of $20 to $30.
That's if you buy them individually.
Individually.
Yeah, I buy in bulk. Okay. So I get a great price. All right.
So yeah, you get a
I buy in bulk and on sale.
Oh, there you go. Again. Sample packs are always a great
samplers are awesome, team. Man. They're great.
You get to learn what you like.
Yeah. Seriously, you get to go through. Yeah, anyway, sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So your aromatic tobaccos would be more things that are sweet. You have more
They've added something to it. Like you're saying, like brandy.
So, like flavorings of brandy or rum, cherry, things that are more flavorful. And a lot of people recommend that people new to pipes start with aromatic tobaccos. I say no. I say absolutely not.
Start classic.
Start simple. This McConnell's Red Virginia is a great starting point for people that are new into pipes. It's not harsh. It's not overly saturated with nicotine, because you can get some real dark cured Virginia pipe tobacco that it'll put you on your ass. It really will. And I didn't believe the guys at the cigar shop until I actually tried it.
Yeah, and you're damn, like this is
It's like,
strong.
Wow, I am mellowed right out. But your average pipe tobacco, this tin of McConnell's Red Virginia, it was $15.
Oh, it's not bad at all.
And this will last you, I mean, if you're smoking maybe
a couple times a week,
two, three times a week, this small tin, 1.75 ounce tin, will last you a month.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's good shit, dude. That's all I need.
Now, you can pick up a nice Italian-made pipe for $40.
It's not bad at all. You just reuse
this
it.
This in my hand was $40, as one was the one that Joey has. Now, the pipe that I'm smoking out of, a Cassano Poker, is a $320 pipe.
Jesus Christ.
The pipe that James has is a $150 pipe.
I love you.
Yes, I know.
By the way, that was Logan's gift to me today for coming on the podcast, which I greatly appreciate, and I will definitely, now that I have a nice pipe, probably start smoking pipes more.
Absolutely. You know? No, it's one of those things where you don't have to commit to it like you do with a cigar, where the flavor changes if it goes out and you put it down.
Yep.
A pipe goes out, you re-tamp it back down, and you start it back up again. You're not committed for an hour with some of the longer cigars.
Yeah, if you have a real, like, a densely packed, tightly packed,
you're getting a Churchill or something along those lines. You don't have to commit for it to the hour. You can sit out in your back deck, drink 2-3 beers, and smoke a pack of pipe tobacco.
That's what's up. Yeah, no, I think I'm definitely going to get in there. Joey, give us your goddamn bottle opener.
Do it.
Joey doesn't have a bottle opener. You guys talk. I'm going to go get a bottle opener.
Stand by.
Nope, Logan's using it.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that didn't work. That didn't work at all. I'm not having you.
Nope, get so, me a bottle opener.
Joey, get a picture of him destroying his beer.
Instructions unclear.
Keep talking.
Continue. Fantastic.
So Logan destroyed his beer. He was like, oh, don't worry about it. I got it. He grabbed the lighter, tries to open it.
I tried.
Friggin' thing explodes everywhere.
Got beer all over my holster.
But
should we talk about what we have on the table?
Yeah, so we have some of our guns here because we were doing our gun rights episode. Logan, you give your rundown of yours first because you're a gun nut. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
That's something I want to point out, too. So Logan is a Second Amendment nut and a gun nut. Now, I am a Second Amendment nut. I'm not as much, like, I'm not a gun nut. Like, Logan could tell you everything about, like, where these guns are made, different calibers, different fucking ranges, all these weird things. And I'm like, oh, I have a 9mm. But anyway, tell them about your firearm.
Well, so to kind of preface that, I started getting into guns at a young age, one through Boy Scouts and also through my love of history and
Excuse me, they're not called Boy Scouts anymore.
Scouts BSA.
Yeah.
I will do a full episode on that. I will do a full episode.
Why are you whispering? Say that out loud.
I will do a full episode on that.
Logan's
I
will freak out. Listen, you need to be more accepting. You're being kind of like a bigot by not accepting the fact
absolutely
that.
Absolutely fucking not.
Are you saying that I can go sell Girl Scout cookies then?
No, you cannot. Yeah, Actually, you can't.
You cannot. Yeah. That's the thing. Girls the thing can is, join the Boy Scouts.
If I could, I would join the Girl Scouts.
Just eat like, all the cookies.
I'm like, yeah, let me get James, like 8 boxes.
James, I will absolutely
come
back and do a full episode on that.
That'd be a great topic to do.
I am an Eagle Scout from Troop 14.
What are you, some type of fag?
Well, the thing is,
I have
about
climbed
Eagle
mountains
Scouts?
And got my dive license through Scouts.
Also, that helps you a lot in later in life. Like, even joining the military, if you were an Eagle Scout,
I was in the process of joining, I was going to go in as a PFC.
Yeah, instead of a private because of your Eagle Scout.
But fuck that.
What branch are you going into?
Marines.
Oh, okay,
and
so
I was denied over fucking ASVAB waivers because I had too many tattoos. The kid sitting next to me at MEPS was an ASVAB waiver. And the gunny came out.
Fuck you, I got a waiver.
The gunny came out.
Stupid?
Yeah. No, not for that. I got a waiver because of allergies.
Oh.
That's what it was.
I scored well on my ASVAB. Physical perfect. Passed PFT.
They're like, yo, this kid's in great shape. Too bad he's retarded. Just tell him it's about his tattoos. Like, we don't want to make him feel bad.
What?
Tell him it's because of tattoos.
No, the gunny came out and said, you're good to go. Go take your oath. Your waiver was denied. Go home.
I would have been like, bro, I sat here for like 8 hours.
I was like, there the whole day. I stayed overnight.
My butthole checked. What the fuck? Exactly.
Yeah.
I had to do the bend and spread.
Yeah.
Which you actually have to do.
You do.
Oh, yeah.
Some
anyone...
old 90-year-old man has
well,
to come
was,
in and check
no, when I was, when I was in there, he was like, so due to a bad incident a few weeks ago, I'm going to stand with my back against the door.
And then
you're
going
to stand in front of me because someone walked in as some recruit was bending and spreading. And just showed to the entire, they have that holding area right there.
Look at my asshole.
Dude, I would just turn around. Like, you like what you fucking see? Dude, I would have just squeezed out of shit right there.
I watched some kid get popped for crack. So they make you do the piss drug test there. And I'm standing at the urinal. I have my cup of piss. And the kid next to me gets called up, goes up. Get the fuck out of here. The Coast Guard medic or whatever he was standing at the booth called in the MPs from outside and they dragged this kid out.
calls me up. Ring. Yes, sir. You're not going to test positive for crack, are you? No, sir.
I don't think so.
Good, because that guy did. Jeez. I'm like, oh, my God.
Fuck.
That's bullshit.
Joey, who did you get sworn in by?
Dude, fuck if I know.
I remember. No, I don't mean his name. What was he? Was he like?
I think he was some National Guard, maybe.
Was it? I had some Coast Guard. Coast Guard.
Oh, it might have been Coast Guard.
Was the bald guy? Dude. Bald, dark skinned dude.
Dude, I barely remember what I had for lunch last week.
I don't know why. I always remember that because I wasn't expecting some officer from the Coast Guard to swear me in.
You'd think it'd because be someone from your own branch.
That's right. What I think. But like, it's because of his uniform that threw me off. Because like, they don't look like they're in the military.
Mm-mm.
They just like they have those blue cover like
blue whatever. Coveralls.
Yeah.
And I was looks like a works like any mechanic shop. Yeah, Cintas probably supplies them.
Yeah, I was like I was like, what the fuck? Like, and it was like, oh, that's Lieutenant so and so. I was like, oh. Okay. I thought the guy was the janitor. Shit. All right. Like, all right.
But back to what I have.
I threw
here.
My trash at him earlier.
So I have here one of my daily carry guns.
That's unloaded, right? We've been drinking. Oh no!
Firearms clear.
On the podcast, Joey gets shot.
Okay, it's all for the views, baby.
I do it for the gram.
So I have here a CZ P07 9mm compact. It's a fairly large as far as what most people consider acceptable for a carry gun, but I carry it appendix inside the waistband and.
Let's take a picture of the guns.
It runs very reliable for me. And just a solid gun.
Hey.
Hey.
We're organizing for a picture here.
We organizing. This doesn't stand up.
Fuck. That's fine.
Whatever. But,
Perfect.
Yeah, and I got my, I have a 9mm Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, which is super common, wicked common, but there's a reason it's common. It's a great gun. Excellent firearm. It is small enough that you can conceal it pretty easily. You don't really have to worry too much about it. I have the Arma Laser Green Laser attachment as well, which is nice. Yeah, and to make myself sound like I know more about guns like Logan, it's got like a Tyrannical X36 and, you know, the Titanic 348. Yeah.
Right? No, Smith & Wesson Shield is absolutely a great pistol for, especially for people who want to start getting into carrying a gun or shooting, whatever you may want to do with it. It has a nice, slim profiled grip on it. It, especially for women with smaller hands, this is a physical trait that is accepted. Sexist. Accepted.
Yo, he's sexist. He's a bigot. Yo, Logan, man.
I am a deplorable human being.
What do you think about transgendered people?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Logan's about to be like...
Hi.
Logan's like, do you remember the Final Solution?
If you are...
Fucking psycho.
If you are...
Oh my God, we're going out.
A non-passing transgendered person.
Define non-passing.
You're wearing a dress and you have a beard.
Oh, okay. Okay. What if they work in the circus?
That's different.
Completely acceptable.
That's a fair question.
That would be discrimination of a job.
Yeah, dude, when we were...
Actually, that's a job requirement.
That's dude. Gainful employment.
Yeah, right? Yeah, dude, that is gainful
when
employment.
When we were little, Joey always used to tell me how he wanted to be a bearded lady. I was like, hey, man, you know, dream
But, you
dream
know,
big.
I couldn't grow a beard, so that, you know, yeah. Dream
he tried. Die. He tried the whole Corporal
Clinger... I got the dress in the closet and everything.
No, he tried the whole Corporal Clinger Act when he was in the Marines, so it didn't work out too well.
Fucking Jesus. Joey, let me get your phone. I gotta take a picture of that fucking pubic hair on your face. Let me see. Fucking thing. Joey's been trying to grow a beard for fucking like what 8 years now? Like since he's been out of the military. So what, 4 years, 3 years, something like
almost
that?
Six?
Three.
Oh yeah, no, three.
Jesus.
I don't know.
But yeah. But no, Joey's got a nice little chin dipped in shit look going on, you know? There's nothing wrong with that. And he's got the mustache. That's all that really matters. You should shave the fucking the chin thing and just have the mustache.
Just have the mustache? Yeah. I do pull off a mustache quite well.
Says every guy who's never pulled off a mustache quite well. I mean, I'm all about it, bro. I'm all about just the mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Logan, your fucking beard looks good, man.
I'm trying. I'm getting there. I've been actually just started using products from the Beard Club.
We're not sponsored by them, so don't say their fucking name. No,
well,
don't
talk about
that. Should be. I'm just kidding. Yeah, well, fucking, what is it? Beard Club?
Beard Club. They'll send you shit.
I mean, I use
beard oils.
I use
beard bomb.
I use Viking Revolution.
Okay.
I love this shit.
America.
I put it on. And I just want to, you know, like sacrifice.
What do you use? The beard bomb oil.
I use oil, beard bomb, shampoo, and conditioner.
All right. Yeah. So for someone like me with not much beard, oil is definitely the way to go.
Oh, yeah, I fucking...
I still use the balm when I... Especially if I have it a little bit longer than this. But definitely trying to get to... Not quite full ZZ Top, but definitely...
I'm growing... Dude, I'm literally growing my beard out.
Really?
Like, I'm not...
You're going full in.
The only thing I do is I shave, like, the...
You hit the sides.
Just keep it close, because I think you look Amish when you don't do anything to the sides, because it pushes.
Yeah, you got to square... You got to keep the sides
so
profile.
I'll do a three on the razor and fucking just come down the sides just to keep it nice and close. It also makes
your
face look
thinner too.
I'm at about a full
three right now.
It makes your face look thinner too if you cut the sides and go out. But yeah, that's what I've been doing.
No, beard stuff. Dudes, do it. Your ladies will love you. You'll love you.
Yeah, men are supposed to have beards. That's why you grow facial hair.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like nature's thing.
Yeah, and like, if you have a beard and don't take care of it, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, if you have a beard, you got to take care of it, man. Otherwise, you kind of look like shit.
Yeah.
Like them homeless.
Yeah, not only that, but it's like, dude, you know how gross your beard can be? Like, if you don't, it's the same as your hair.
Yeah, it just keeps bacteria in there.
Yeah,
like
stuff just lives in there, and it's like, that's disgusting, man. You got to, like, clean your asshole, man. Like,
yeah.
That shit's legit. Speaking of cleaning your asshole and your nutbag, we might have a sponsor soon.
Ooh,
somebody,
really?
I'm not going to say their
name
yet.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, we might have a sponsor coming up that might help you guys get clean bunguses and cocks.
Hey, man, it's end of the summer. You're going to want to keep that clean.
Mm-hmm.
Got to prevent the swamp ass.
That's true.
So much smoke just came out of Joey's mouth. I thought I was in the Twin Towers after the fucking building collapsed.
Too soon? You decide.
Jesus, like... So much smoke, I had flashbacks. I was like, Joey is slamming beers right now, and I love it, dude.
They're good beers.
They're not bad.
But.
Like, they kind of suck.
Oh, shit.
I'll drink James.
What else do we got on the agenda here?
I mean, that was a...
We could... Yeah.
We can dive into the CDC report on gun violence.
Let's dive into that. I'll bring it up.
Yeah, let's loop this back around to... Good old American firearms.
So,
even though I have a Czech gun, and well, James has
an American gun.
Gun.
Smith and Wesson, baby, we run the West.
Actually, wait a second. Oh, made in Czech Republic. Oops.
Logan's beer just prematurely ejaculated all over my table.
Oh shit.
Oh. The quality of this podcast is quickly lessened.
Are we doing the stats of the state's firearm mortality CDC? Is that what we're looking for?
No, it's just Barack Obama had the CDC do a study on gun violence in the United States, and the point was to show how many people are being killed by guns every year.
Small medical report. I did end up cutting myself trying to open that beer with a lighter.
Hey. Too bad we don't have Joe here anymore. He's a fucking EMT.
Fire something.
Yeah, he does things with medical stuff.
He touches people.
Yeah, that's maybe he makes them touch him. Remember, he is the one that likes getting dominated, dude.
That's very
true.
No, he doesn't.
Fucking yo, dude! If you fucking throw a lasso on him, man, nothing turns.
He gets it.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's like,
all right,
oh,
Joe,
hog tie me.
Well, some time down south definitely changed him.
Mm-hmm.
I like that subtle Southern accent he has now.
You
not
think
even
Joe's
that
a southern accent.
Oh, you can
bit.
Hear it. You
really?
Can hear it. He has a subtle southern accent.
Like what? What does he say that has?
Listen,
like a little...
listen how he draws out his O's. It's very.
Ooh, this is interesting.
Very like Georgia.
There's no like twang though.
No, right? no like twang.
Well,
but
you've been down south.
More of a Bama boy.
Bama. I want to go to Alabama.
I'd go to Bama.
Like, I want to go to all these places that, like, aren't the tourist spots in the United States. Like, you know what me and Katie are planning on our next trip?
Really?
South Dakota.
Do it.
That's where we want to go. We want to
Mato
go see...
Mato Teepee, Pine Ridge.
Yep. Fucking
Wounded Knee.
Mount Rushmore, the Crazy Horse Memorial, all that stuff. Like, I want to go out there and
Crazy
see
Horse
all that
was
shit.
A badass motherfucker. Yeah. Absolutely deserves his own mountain.
Yep. Yep. Fucking... I need to learn more about that.
Do it.
Fucking... We're definitely going to get into the CDC report on gun violence. All right, so we had a break for like a second, but we are back. But we were talking about the CDC report on gun violence. So the Obama administration had ordered the CDC to conduct a study on gun violence in the United States. And it's kind of hilarious because the point of it was to showcase how there was an epidemic of gun violence in the United States and why we should limit access to firearms and pass more gun laws. But what the study showed was that the majority of deaths caused by guns are suicides. Like, far more suicides.
Absolutely.
Are committed than homicides. And then on top of that, the amount of defensive uses of a firearm, the low end per year was, I believe it was like 500,000.
Right.
Was the low end, and the high end was like 3.5 million.
Yep.
Whereas the homicides per year were something like 12,000.
Yeah.
In a country of 350 million people.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, so let's say we take the low end of the defensive use of firearms at 500,000. And compare that to 20,000 or whatever the fuck I said, 28,000. Or no, it was 12,000. I don't know, whatever.
Right.
Either way.
Either way, it's minuscule in comparison to the suicide rate and the defense rate.
The defensive use of firearms.
Which, like, is completely the opposite of what the Obama administration thought about when they were trying to get the CDC report, because they wanted to push that bullshit idea of we have a gun epidemic that is everybody out there has guns and they're shooting people.
Yep.
Which is
not true.
Clearly not the case.
Yeah. Everyone does have guns, but
right, but they're putting bullets in their own skulls instead of other people's.
Yeah.
Which, listen,
as fucked up as
listen,
it is.
Honestly, if you want to kill yourself and you really want to kill yourself and you have tried to seek help and it's just you don't want to be on this planet anymore, go for it. Like,
that's another
episode. I'm not promoting suicide at all, but it's your right to live or die.
I'm gonna say the opposite and seek help and try not to kill yourself.
Well, I'm not promoting suicide.
Joey advocates suicide.
I advocate assisting suicide. Hit me up. No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus Christ.
Some people could construe what I advocate for as eugenics, but that's different.
Oh my god. Eugenics. I think we might wrap on that and not dive into that right now.
Different episode, different time.
I'm always down to discuss eugenics, but I think we'll do that on the next one. But yeah, until next time. Thanks for coming on, Logan.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me here.
Great
time. I hope
time.
To be a part of some more in the future.
Yeah, we'll definitely have you back. And thank you very, very much for the pipe.
Absolutely. I love getting people started in it. It's a great, great alternative to people who may not like cigars, and I highly encourage it.
Yeah, I was thoroughly enjoying smoking earlier, and it's a beautiful pipe, too. So, but yeah, until next time, motherfuckers. Fuck Carl.
Bye, y'all.
Dude.